The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
GD here on the Fan. Linnell is in for GP. Couple hours left with your pals on this Christmas Eve show. Austin Eckler joins the boys at 5. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got some cool stuff coming up, including my annual tradition of the All Request Impression Line. We will do that after Austin Eckler. So the way that works is you could call, you could tweet me at Funny Danny, you could be in the YouTube chat, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, you could see us right there. You request the voice. If I can do it, I will do it. And then the topic, like whatever. So, for example, earlier Darius asked me, what would Deion Sanders say about Shador joining the Giants? And I did that. There you go. In years past, I've done Donald Trump talking about the Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
I've done Kevin Sheehan breaking down an arm wrestling match. Whatever you got, if I can do it, I will do it for you. And that's what we do. And I want to give you guys this hot take. But first, this was during the break just now.
Yeah.
This was really cool.
Wow.
I think. So, I take my headphones off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. That's not the cool part. That happens all the time. I'm pretty good at it. Right? You know, I'm going to use the restroom. It's not a big deal. Ask any follow-up questions. I'm just saying, don't you guys out there have questions? Don't bother asking them.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everyone has to do it. It's fine. It was fine. And Darius and Max Kleber are in there going nuts. And I'm like, you ever see Family Guy? When somebody says something over the line and they'll go, wow, wow. And then Peter's like, we're having a nice time here. It sounded like that.
Yeah.
Like they're going, oh, wow, wow, wow. Like what happened? Right. And I'm going, what? Like, is that, did my pants rip? Or is someone mad? Did something happen? Is it bad? And they heard something and they were going nuts over it. This is what they heard. Right. You hear this on the station all the time. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at this. Look at you.
Who's that guy?
Look at that.
I don't know how that guy could be on that radio across the country and in this chair at the same time.
Now, listen. I actually have questions.
Yeah.
Number one, the sponsorship that you read, the TGL thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you this, Terrace, already. I auditioned for that national ad that's going for voiceover stuff. The direction was like, do this, 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 and this. I did that, didn't get it, and they got a guy that didn't do any of those things. I'm sure he's very talented. He seems very good, but I'm annoyed about that.
Yes.
The way they wanted the commercial was do it with kind of like a Ryan Reynolds cadence, where it's a keep up, it's golf, like that sort of deal, right? I did that. I did it very well, if I could say that. I crushed it, and they were like, no, stupid. You can't lose weight, and your cheeks are red, and your haircut's weird, and you're selfish.
I love your haircut,
Well, that's nice of you. That's what they said to me with their eyes. But anyway, so you did that read, and that so that jumped out at me, the keep up, it's golf thing. The second part is you just did it. You did it one of the things. Jim Rome and Linnell. That's pretty cool.
Good company to keep.
Right?
Good company to keep, yeah.
Jim Rome's like, New York sports, ridiculous. The Knicks right now are ridiculous. Break them up. Jalen Brunson, ridiculous. I'm like, that's a sports minute. Did you write that yourself? Like in other words,
I didn't even write it.
Who wrote it?
I just said it. I just spit it into the
who
mic.
Who gives it to you?
Me?
But that's what I'm saying. So someone goes, hey, we need a sports minute. And you go, okay.
So they give us the ad read, and then we just make up a sports minute.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because you've been talking about that. That's something. That's a point you've made off air. Mm-hmm. It's a very good point. I agree with you. That's pretty neat, dude.
What sports are you in it?
I mean, you're downplaying it like it's not a big deal. I think that's pretty cool.
I'm a little shy about it, Danny. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you, crowd. No, I mean,
that's,
you know,
the big applause too. That's not the little.
No, it's not.
Right?
And I know the little applause when the little applause gets rang.
I got that
rang.
Little applause.
I did a little double duty this morning. I was 10 to noon on the old Infinity Sports Network, and I'm here with
that.
You.
I'm sorry about that.
No, this is fun.
You've had to stack up with two hardworking guys the last 2 days.
I know, right?
Toby was doing double duty yesterday.
Yeah.
Now hold on.
Yeah, Toblerone is doing updates.
Wait. That's what I want to get into.
Toblerone?
What did you call him?
Toblerone.
No file on. LeBron.
What?
Oof.
Max.
You serious?
As my fellow youngin' in attendance.
Come on.
Darius and Danny are
Max
older
made a good,
than we
Linnell.
Are.
Max made a good point when he said, come on.
Snacks Ames knows what a Toblerone is, bro.
You don't know what a Toblerone is?
I actually just found out that the Luna Dune cookies, I thought they were Lana Don's.
Okay.
Wow.
Elena Deladon cookies? Okay. Thank
With
you.
A better back.
Every day you surprise me, Linnell.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I'm glad you did.
I don't think it was meant as one, but here's what... Toblerone is a delicious candy bar. They basically sell internationally or like the duty-free shop.
I feel like candy from other countries,
The Toblerone. See, I'm going to try it, Darius. You know what? You already know what I'm going to say. I'm going to try it. Here we go. The Toblerone slaps. Yes?
Wow.
Everybody looked down kind of at their shoes.
That was very old of you.
See, there's the little applause. The audience liked it.
Okay. Well, at least he didn't give you the big one.
Well, that's the nickname. So I call him Toby, his name, or Toblerone, or Tobias Funke, which is from Arrested Development. That's before your time. That's fine.
It's better than the nicknames J.P. Finley was giving him when they paired up last week. I don't even think I should repeat them on the air. They're that bad.
Were they mean?
Rice Cube?
Rice Cube goes crazy.
No, they're amazing nicknames, but like, damn, J.P. I know where the big-eared man was coming from when he gave out these names. There's Rice Cube. And here's the one that really knocks my socks off. Manny Snacky Owl.
Toby shared that one yesterday with me.
Toby's went, the man, though.
And I went, that's not funny, as I'm dying laughing.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I was like, I didn't say it. I'm just over here just to, you know, looking at my shoelaces. I would never. Anyway.
Yeah, that's tough.
But I would do it. That's cool. I think that's
appreciate
neat
it, bro.
That you do those. Like, those to me are... you know, like some of the who's who in our thing, big national folks that like, here's the way I would describe it. If during a commercial break, somebody's like, here's 1 minute. It's not from like local Larry. It's not from like, you know, some dude in who's doing middays in Charlotte. Is getting that.
Shout out to Pat doing middays in Charlotte.
Oh, man, I feel bad now.
No, I'm joking. I have no clue who Pat is. It was a joke.
Welcome to the Pat Show. The thing with the Hornets is they ain't been good at forever. Your calls. I don't know what voice that is for Pat. I feel bad.
No, that's a North Carolina accent.
Like Charlotte. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to be good? You think I'm going to be good? What's wrong with Carolina basketball, too? Y'all want to talk about that? Call Pat.
Can't wait until the 5 o'clock hour. Good God.
Where was I? But it's like kind of, that's a pretty big little feather in your cap.
Thank you, my
on
friend.
The mantelpiece.
Thank you.
So they go, you got 40 seconds to do something, or however long, 30 seconds?
25 seconds,
25
and then you
got to
read the spot too. So.
And you got to get the spot in.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
And you just do it. And now what if it's something and they go, you know what, that's stupid. We don't care about that. Or you don't get checked. Does that make sense? Because that's an interesting one. But what if you were like, the most important event coming up in toddler NASCAR whatever.
I'm sure Greg Giannotti or one of those big shots in New York would have something to say. Greg Giannotti, by the way, the man that called me Longfellow Tidwads while that annoying account exists.
Mm-hmm.
Here nor there.
Okay.
Here nor there.
So you turn that in,
mm-hmm.
and they go, okay. And then it plays done. All across the country.
So my first one, that was actually my second one of the day. I did two today. My first one.
What was your first one?
Was about Jaden Daniels carving up the Eagles and how the NFC is now wide open. Because I've long said the Eagles are the best team. Not just in the NFC, but in the entire National Football League. But after our guy Five, what'd the callers say? Once you start getting called out by your number, you've really arrived.
That's right.
But once Five did what he did on Sunday, man, the Eagles look a little cooked on the defensive side of the
little
football.
Little Dalvin.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I think James. It's cool, buddy. So, Merry Christmas and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going with. Let me give you my hot take.
Yeah, I've been waiting on this because I actually peeled back the curtain. I saw it in the rundown. I vehemently disagree.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
You know, let's do it.
So you want to tell me I'm wrong? I'd love it. 800-636-1067. That's really what Christmas is about, telling someone that they're wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I've heard Kevin Sheehan extensively talk about this, and I think this is the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom about the Washington 53 is they can't stop the run. They can't stop the run, and that's going to be devastating to them. They're such a bad run defense that when they run into somebody, no pun intended, that can run the ball, they're cooked. They're done. They won't be able to beat them.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. That's it. That's the game. Okay. And I'm not only not concerned about their run defense, I think the issue is the pass defense. And here is my rationale.
This should be good.
When they've decided we're going to stop the run, they have. Look at their opponents. Uh-huh. Go back through when they said, we're not letting. I've already forgotten the guy's name, by the way. Backup Billy that started the game against for New Orleans.
Before he was placed by Spencer Rattler. Miller?
No, the quarterback.
Jake Haner.
Jake Haner. No one should know, by the way. Don't look it up. Obsolete. They said, that's fine. Alvin Kamara's back there. He's not beating us. 5 carries for 12 yards.
Yeah.
When they said, we don't have to worry about Kenny Pickett and his small hands. We don't care about Kenny Pickett. We care about Saquon Barkley, 22 carries for 49 yards. They shoved it on Tennessee, who's run the football effectively, but they're not scared of Will Levis. They've stopped nearly everybody when they've set out to. When they've had to stop the run, they've been able to. Here's my analogy. I have been desperate to lose weight for years. I can't. I've proven that I can't do it. Okay? I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
That, to me, is what their pass defense is. When they want to stop the run, when they declare we're stopping the run, we'll put some resources towards it. We can stop it. They've been able to. When they've said we're going to stop you from passing, 4th and 7 happens, and Benjamin St. Juste is cooked by A.J. Brown for a first down. When it comes to a quarterback dropping back, that's good, and throwing it against him, they have no answer. If they can't get home and have a feeding frenzy against the Panthers, against the Bears early, against Cooper Rush, against Will Levis, against Daniel Jones, or whoever the hell they trot in after him, Drew Lock and company, when they've played good offenses, they've had absolutely no answer for passing games. Their numbers overall are worse against the run than they are against the pass. Right. That's the stat that everyone's going to throw at me. They'll go, look at their yards per carry, yards allowed per pass, yards allowed per run. It's way worse for their defense against the run. My response to that is, that's because they're so terrified of passing games. That's because, and it depends on what Marshawn Lattimore's health looks like. I'm not optimistic, by the way, that he'll just be fine. This is a second hamstring in, you know, as many months.
Yeah.
That's now knocked him out of games, kept him from games. I don't know if you're counting on Lattimore this year. Their current group, even with him, had no answer for when the Philadelphia Eagles would drop back and pass it. They had no answer against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had no answer against the Eagles the first time. They had no answer against Lamar Jackson and company when a team wanted to throw. Had no answer against Joe Burrow and company when they wanted to throw. They let up everything against Cincinnati. They couldn't stop the Bengals. Nobody does. Bengals have a good offense. But they've thrived against offenses where they didn't respect both. In other words, when they played Arizona, Arizona was a joke and a disaster. Feeding Frenzy game made their numbers look good. Same with Cleveland. Same with Carolina. Same with Chicago to a degree. Same with Dallas, Tennessee, New Orleans, etc. When they commit resources to stopping the run, they can. When they commit resources to stopping the pass, they can't. That is my opening salvo. I've got more, but your response.
I hear what you're saying, right? But I'm of the belief that one leads to the other, right? I think all of the teams that lit them up passing-wise, they also had some concerns about the run game, too. I'm mainly talking about Tampa in the opener. Baker marched the football up and down the field.
Good offenses can move the ball against them.
The Giants game, week two, walked the football up and down the field on us, passing and running. I hear what you're saying, because the numbers part of this makes it crazy, what you're saying. They're like top seven against the pass in terms of yards per play allowed, yards per game allowed. They're bottom five against the run still, even after the performance Sunday. I would say this, as a guy that's been around football my entire life, from every level that I've played, from Pop Warner, high school, college, the number one principle, you can poll defensive coordinators throughout the country at all levels, the number one thing you want to accomplish first and foremost as a defense is stopping the run. Because if you don't stop the run, Danny Ruye, the pass game becomes even more effective. And that's the dynamic that I think Kevin continues to be concerned about. I also have been extremely concerned. I do not think they will win a playoff game because I have real concerns about their ability to stop any of the rushing attacks this postseason. And let's be real and honest here, people, and I'm gonna sound like, you know, a contrarian when I say this. The only reason they stopped Philadelphia's run game post Jalen Hurts was because they did not have to deal with Jalen Hurts. Now, lucky for Washington, there are other teams. Lucky for Washington, Philly is one of a few teams that actually uses its quarterback in the run game exclusively. Like, they do it a lot. If they didn't have Kenny Pickett at quarterback, they would have gotten gashed Sunday. But if my grandmother had a mustache, she'd be my grandfather. So we don't, you know, it's just what it is. I don't have concern about the pass defense as much because they've played a defensive style to say, hey, we're not going to give up explosives. They play with a light box, third most in the National Football League, meaning six or fewer defenders. They live in that too high safety. Look, this was the big aha about getting Marshawn Lattimore. You can now commit more resources to the run and in the box. And in turn, you leave elite corner on an island against elite wide receiver and you deal with the results. I'm fine with that. I would much rather teams throw the ball successfully than run it, if that makes sense. Because I continue to believe if you can't stop the run, you damn sure can't stop the pass. Like, that's just how I look at it.
To me, the running game stops itself. Whether it's a procedure penalty, whether it's a hold, whether it's, you know, something doesn't fire correctly, and you get a tackle for a loss, something just gets disrupted, whatever it is, that's going to happen. You mentioned the Giants game, for example. I'd point to the Baltimore game as another example. When they've played receivers that are good, Malik Nabers went 10 for 127. And the only reason they won was because he dropped what would have been 11 for 138.
Yeah.
Okay? And they didn't have a kicker, right? That sort of changed that game. That talking about the first time they matched up. Zay Flowers in the first half, they said, we're not going to let Derrick Henry beat us. Zay Flowers went 9 for 132.
Crazy.
They don't have an answer to good passing games. They have an answer for good running games when they commit to it. You already said it. There's a reason they play that light box. They're terrified of leaving these guys on an island.
That's
They're terrified of
Danny.
Dudes running free in the secondary. Running games, they can live with the chip away. There's going to be gashes in the run game. You remember that first time Devin Singletary against the Giants was carving up? You're going, what's the deal? You're right. When they're in a light box, when they're playing the pass, they can get gashed in the run game, which has happened a bunch. You saw it early when Saquon Barkley was having his way, when they're going, A.J. Brown is terrifying, so is DeVonta Smith. We can't not let them get the big plays, end up giving up some big plays to Barkley. But once it was, okay, let's shut the valve off, they can shut it off. You cannot shut off the passing valve. And that's kind of my point here.
You may be on to something with this. And I don't want to agree with you because this has been my hill that I said I would die on. I seriously, I don't know if it's a personnel thing. I don't know if it's, you know, they just don't have the guys. But I do have concerns about their run game. But the pass game, think about when Spencer Rattler comes off the bench and leads four straight scoring drives. It was a whole lot of Spencer Rattler dropping back. It wasn't really Kendre Miller to that final drive.
So, yes, Miller had some carries because they were not concerned about it. When they were concerned with Kamara, they shoved it on him. They were dominant in the run game. They've been dominant at times in terms of run defense. They have not been dominant, in my opinion, against anybody. Let me rephrase. They've been dominant as well in pass defense against. They've had a feeding frenzy where Frankie Louvu's gotten all the sacks. They're blitzing six ways from Sunday. They're doing the Greg Williams, Todd Bowles, get off the bus, blitz from everywhere and anywhere, and let's see what happens type defense.
To me,
I look at Pittsburgh, where they said, okay, we don't want the run game to beat us. They give a bunch of rush yards, but George Pickens went 5 for 91, and that's why they lost.
And Mike Williams, obviously,
and
over
Mike
the
Williams,
top.
Right over the top. The games they've given up some rush, they give a bunch of rushing yards to the Chicago Bears because they didn't give a damn about DeAndre Swift or whoever beating them. The terrifying thing is the three wide receivers is Allen, Odunze, and DJ Moore. DJ Moore went for 200 million yards last year on Thursday night against some of their same personnel that they had at the time. To me, that's influenced all of this. Now, it doesn't excuse moments where you go, I'd like some of these highly compensated professionals to be a little bit better in the run game, right? I don't need Frankie Louvu tackling a guy from behind after 8 or 9 yards every time.
Right?
I'm not saying they're good against the run.
You're just saying the pass defense is a bigger concern.
And so an axiom that I learned from the great Rich Tandler is forget about what they say, it's about what they do. And here's what they've done. They play the light box. What they've done is act as if they are terrified of teams ending up with chunk yards against them. They're going to keep everybody in front, which has meant we are sacrificing some rushing totals. Yes, you can run the ball against them. But I think that's only when they're terrified if you do something else. And a team that can do both, see Detroit, see Philadelphia when they're right, see Green Bay to a degree when they're right. We saw that last night. Yeah. Minnesota certainly has shown the ability. You don't match up well with them. Because, again, the defense doesn't have the Billies and Joes yet. They don't have the horses, especially if Lattimore's out for some time or can or can't play in the playoffs. To me, their behavior tells you we're willing to give up right now some runs. You're going to get some gains. We think if you have to run the ball 10, 11, 12 times to get down the field on us, you'll mess up. There'll be a hold. There'll be that missed block. Someone will miss an assignment. The timing of a play will be off. You get a procedure penalty. You'll get in a must-pass situation. They're more terrified of those than they are of running plays. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm pretty sure, if I can compliment myself, I 100% convinced Linnell. Your silence says everything.
Yeah.
You're convinced that I'm right. Max knows that I'm right. I think Darius knows I'm right, too. I challenge all of you. 800-636-1067. Explain to me why I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong. That meme. You know the guy that's sitting there with a cup of coffee with that smirk on his face? It's like, tell me why I'm wrong. I'm that guy smirking with the cup of coffee. 800-636-1067. Austin Eckler joins us at 5.